Historic Coronet Theatre to stay open. The Coronet Theatre has been allowed to stay open after a review of its licence requested by police following a series of violent incidents. But the historic New Kent Road venue, which is already scheduled to close on January the 5th, has agreed to a series of more strict conditions after a decision was reached by Southwark Council's Licensing Committee on Monday, July the 31st. The review was ordered after an incident described as a riot happened in the early hours of Sunday, July 2nd, which forced managers to close and evacuate the venue. The committee heard that on the night, some 200 or more people crowded outside the coronet's doors, waiting up to 2 hours to be let in. A solicitor representing the venue said missiles were thrown and violence broke out after a group of 15 or 20 men tried to cause trouble because they didn't want to queue like everyone else. Police also listed previous violent incidents at the coronet. On February the 26th, a large group of males broke in, one believed to be carrying a gun. On May 13th, there were reports of 100 people fighting outside the coronet. Police statements also said 15 violent incidents have been reported about the venue this year. At the committee meeting, local residents, council officers and councillors agreed that they didn't want to see the coronet close and that a solution should be found. The solicitor said no one wants the venue to close, but it's going to close when its lease ends on January 5th. What we're asking is whether we should renew its licence for the last 5 months of its life. The coronet will now have to reduce its capacity for late night events, stay open only until 12 a.m. and hire more security. But the committee's final decision has still yet to be concluded. The news understands there is disagreement over the wording of one condition, to effectively ban the venue hosting urban music events where dance hall and soca music was played, which the council's licensing officers described as high risk. A final agreement has not been reached on this condition at the time this newspaper went to press, but was expected by Friday. During the meeting, two local residents said they had put up with noise, antisocial behaviour and illegal parking outside their homes in Meadow Road and Rockingham Street almost every weekend. "I plan my life around these events at the coronet," said one resident. The coronet's general manager, Sam Porter, told the committee that the violence on July 2nd was due to an exceptional number of guests arriving very late, which disrupted the queuing system. Sam said, "Guests arrived en masse and much later than expected. From speaking to people in the queue outside, I learnt that many guests had arrived late because they had travelled to the coronet after a concert at the Apollo in Hammersmith. Concerts at the Apollo usually finish at 11 p.m. It would have taken an hour to travel to Elephant and Castle. The coronet is due to be demolished in 2019 as part of the Elephant and Castle shopping centre redevelopment by developer Delancey. Its final event will be on New Year's Eve.